This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. The Mets now lead the Braves 4-3 in the top of the eighth inning. G-Bag of the Day coming up in 8 minutes. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's hurt in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Here's Wolchuk.
Thank you very much. Let's do some NFL true or fart with overreactions from NFL Week 4. Take it away, Robert Flores.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or fart, false, Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
All right, we start in the NFC East, and Brian Broaddus, thank you for giving me some credit for this. I did not necessarily want to be right about it, but at least through four games. It's not looking like a bad prediction.
Mm-hmm.
True or fart, the Commanders are indeed going to win the NFC East.
I'm going to say it's fart. I think that things are going pretty well for them right now. The quarterback's playing extremely well. Their defense is still a little bit suspect, I believe. And I think some people, now their schedule is great for them, and that will help. So, I think it's going to be a race though at the end. I don't trust Philadelphia, but we'll see what Dallas is able to do in this thing. So I'm gonna say it's fart on that.
Fart for Brian. Gavin Dawson.
That is the truth, Wolchuk. As Brian says, the schedule is very soft and it's very doable. I mean, they even get a chance to go beat up on New Orleans December 15th, who's super mid, apparently.
You lose your center, okay? I'm going to hold on to that. They lost their center, all right? Different team now, different team.
Oh, man, that game was incredible yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Saints and Falcons.
Shout out to Young Lake.
Goodness, man. Yeah, Wolchuk, I am going to go ahead and I'm gonna fart on that as well. I am just going to take the field that is Cowboys and Eagles. I do think defenses will start to catch up to some extent to what it is the rookie quarterback and Cliff Kingsbury are doing. Their defense is bad. Now, if they do win it, I mean, this might be a division that you can win at 8 or 9 wins based on the way the Cowboys and the Eagles have looked to this point. I will still take the, you know, the Eagles right now. You mentioned, Broaddus, the amount of injuries they're dealing with right now. It would be tough. Bobby mentioned it this morning. Like, put it into context. You don't have CeeDee Lamb or Brandon Cooks in a game. Let's just start there with A.J. Brown and with Devontae Smith out. You expecting the Cowboys to win that one?
And probably not.
And Lane Johnson, right?
Lane Johnson,
one of your best offensive linemen's out of that game. You're probably losing on the road. So I still think the Eagles or the Cowboys figure out a way. But so I'll fart.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going true on that one. It's because I don't believe in the Cowboys or the Eagles right now.
Well, you have to go true because you
predicted that.
You did.
I did.
You predicted it.
All right, let's go to you, Mr. Eric Chiafalo.
Oh.
This is the last season Jalen Hurts will be the starting quarterback in Philly.
I absolutely think it's on the table because Sirianni's for sure gone. I would need to look at the contract and see what type of outs they have, but we know that Howie and these guys are quick to move on. They're not really, if they got to eat a bunch of dead cap for whatever reason, they're down to do it. So I need to look at the contract specifics, but without that, Wolchuk, I think it's absolutely on the table. Everything's on the table in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I mean, if Jalen Hurts, if they could find a way to trade him at the deadline, I wouldn't even rule it out just because of how crazy things and how hot it gets over there.
Okay, so it says the potential out isn't until after the 2027 season. I'm looking at SpoTrack. Is this an accurate
source of contract information?
I think over the cap is usually better. But yes, Botrac can. I think they're usually good when it comes to the outs on the contract.
They have dead cap going into next year at $107 million, then 52, then 20.
Goodness gracious.
Okay, they have pushed just an enormous amount of it back. And the base salaries are only like $1.5 million. So, yes, but I think Chiefs onto something. You know, if they're sitting there in a draft spot and the quarterback is on the board that they could take, you know, maybe one makes it until the middle of the first round or the 20s that they like, I could see them doing that for sure because of what they did with Hurts and Carson Wentz.
Mm.
But I would bet on not.
I'm saying fart.
You're saying fart on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd probably lean fart. Probably because of everything you just said, Gavin. Like, that contract might be too tough to get on, and I think that they just probably fire Sirianni and then give Hurts one more year.
Bring in a different guy.
Yep. That could be totally different in a couple of years. All right.
That looks glorious, actually, for the Cowboys, though.
It does.
Trying to compete like that is going to be tough.
All right, well, speaking about Sirianni and kind of how weird this debacle's going, Gavin, Doug Peterson, not Nick Sirianni, is going to be the first coach fired as the Jags have now fallen to 0-4.
Yeah, and who was it over the weekend? Houston that got him?
Yeah, Houston got him.
You know, divisional, that one hurts even more. I would have to say yes. You know, what happens is when you're building expectations, it sets up for you to make a tremendous fall as a head coach. And, you know, it's one of the tough things about stepping in there and having success is they want it to be a little bit better, a little bit better. And then if it's not, the morale just gets sucked right out of the entire building. And the frustrations, the finger pointing soars. And you know that he's not the best guy at working the halls and politicking, because if he was, he wouldn't have won a Super Bowl with Philadelphia and been fired 24 months later.
That's a good point. I know this one's tough for you, Brian.
Oh, no, it's not tough. He's been doing terrible. You know, I mean, I was watching his press conference from yesterday. He's not calling plays anymore.
No, they asked him about it, like, do you think you should take over play calling? He's like, well, why would I do that? I thought he called the game
Press
well.
Taylor is his OC there. And
he gave it up last year when they were struggling.
And they asked him, and he said, it's all on the table now. So
he said, as coaches, we can't go out there and make the plays.
Yeah,
right?
He wanted to throw his quarterback under the bus, and he didn't do it.
It was also awkward because the reporter followed up on the table.
Well, I mean, he didn't specifically.
Just the whole, but just the team.
He didn't say the names.
But after the all on the table, the reporter goes, like, well, including your job status.
Yeah.
And he says, well, that's a weird question.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was about to cry. He was about to go full LaFleur there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's an uncomfortable question, Doug.
It was very awkward.
Great question, though.
It was very, very awkward. All right, last one. Back to you, Eric. Sam Darnold is actually going to end up being the league MVP.
I still can't go that far with it. I do think that he's playing fantastic football right now, but I will take the field in terms of sustaining a full season of ripping that thing around like a beast. I don't think that'll be him. Fart.
Yeah, take the field. You know, too many good players out there, and Darnold has a long history of being pretty average. So my bet would be this is one of the best months of his career.
Yeah.
And now he's going to regress to something better than what we saw with the Jets, or if he played with the 49ers last year when Purdy was hurt. But no, I'm still going to believe that overall he's significantly worse than this incredible run that he's on.
Fart. Yeah, I'll fart on that as well.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
NFL True or Fart, most Mondays here at 2:20. Then we get into the G-Bag of the Day, into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Here, lizard.
What's up, dude?
What's up, Pimp? All right, where we last left off, it was a choice clip that won.
Yep.
This would be day 3 for it if it wins. Today, we have an uncle that crashed out during the funeral. I think they're laying down his beloved mother. He's tired of all the gossiping and everything going on. I guess the group chat, somebody showed him a group chat. Man, look what they said about your uncle. Damn.
Ooh, ouchie.
They said you didn't chip in on the funeral.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it could be.
Only talk bad about people in person.
Yeah. Hey, this is your church clip, so I prayed you got a blessing and everything yesterday. I do. Shout out to my pastor, Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. I seen him out there at the fair on Saturday.
Nice.
Send you out there, Pastor.
Always fun to run into somebody you know out there.
Yeah, send you out there, Pastor. All right. Crashed out.
You know that. Y'all know me. You ain't like you ain't never met me before. You know that. You know I'm mad as hell right now.
Right there.
Y'all yeah,
right.
You're mad. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I hope you don't get me later on for saying that, Lord.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
Because I want y'all to know, I'm going to take these glasses off so you can see my eyes. No, I'm not playing.
Sounds like I'm a Mike Epps bit.
I talk to my mom daily.
Yeah.
And listen to me clear.
Uh-huh.
I heard everything everybody said about me for not rushing down here. Listen to me, man. Right, you got a problem with me? Meet me in the parking lot right now. I ain't playing, but listen, I'm not that mad like that. I'm just letting you know you can't see me in the parking lot. All my brothers is here. I got Relly's. I got VJ up there. I got Drake, everybody. I got my boy Crack, Uncle P's here. I tell them to stay in the house. Meet me in the parking lot if you got a problem with me, man. Whoever it is. Hold on, Spoon. Hold on. I'm not mad like that. I'm just saying. Hold on, Spoon. I've been waiting to say this, man.
Hold on, Spoon. Let that man cook.
Waiting to say this.
Yeah, hold on.
I've been waiting.
I've been holding on to this part right here.
Get this off my chest.
All right, let me get the vibes. On a Monday. Yeah. Little white zombie coming at you. What else we got here? I'm going to just go down to order. Texas Rangers insider Jared Sandler had himself an injury update. Shout out to Tolo Miguel Ruiz. Tolo went and caught this one for me.
We check in with Jared Sandler.
Guys, our final Bailey and Galleon injury update of the season. It's more of a general idea of health. Paul Goldschmidt wants to keep playing. He feels like he's healthy enough to do so, but the Cardinals are expected to part ways with Goldschmidt, which will make him a free agent this offseason.
All right, bouncing ball here off Lowe's bat.
All right.
Thank you, Jared.
Yeah. Oh, no. He had to have been so nervous in that
Holy
moment.
Holy shnikes.
Yeah.
There's no delay on the Rangers game, is there?
No, sir. It's butt naked.
It's going out to affiliates. Yeah. That's kind of on them.
He handled that well, though. Acted like he'd been there.
I don't know. That's mighty unprofessional of Jared. That's a pattern of behavior now at this point. I might call the FCC on him.
Got to get your emotions. But the Cardinals are expected to part ways with Goldschmidt, which would make him a free agent.
Loose cannon. You never know what he's going to say.
Dude, if you could, if we had the science and you could, like, get your gold to turn in, or your S to turn in to gold, would be people that would spend ridiculous amounts of money to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's honestly, it feels like it might be a groundbreaking idea from Jared here if we can get the right people in line.
Science, huh?
Science, man.
I think it was like $200,000. You can make your own diamond making machine. You know, they got lab grown diamonds now.
Yeah.
And they fly and everything. VVS, they all look good and everything. You can make your own $200,000. You want to invest?
I'm in.
Let's get it cracking.
That sounds like a good idea.
I know a guy.
There's too much diamonds like out of here. Let's see. All right. Let's go to the NFL on Fox. The crew was pranking Gronk. Did you guys see this?
Yeah.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prank Gronk.
Dude, so good.
Yeah, Gronk was going with it. They had him believe it, and there was a new Cowboys tight end named Rich Russo.
So they were talking about Tony Gonzalez. They're talking about Gronk. I don't think he's Gronk.
Gronk, where do you list Russo as, like, among the tight ends? Playing today, at least.
He's been out for a little bit, so he might be a little rusty coming back. But I think they're going to give him the opportunities, that's for sure. But also, they got Ferguson as well. They're going to be a 1-2 combo.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Ferguson has been the guy because Russo's been hurt. You got to admit, with Russo coming back, it just changes their offense.
Yeah, but Ferguson has been showing that he's the guy right now. They're going to still feed Ferguson.
He's the only guy in the league that has two fingers missing on his right hand. That's why he's been out, and he's back now.
So is that going to affect him when he's catching a pass?
Yes. I don't know. You tell you to the guy.
I know. I still have all five of my fingers.
But you know what? You're the tight end.
You have 10.
But all 10 of my fingers. All five on each hand, okay?
All right, this is a joke. Rich Russo does not play for the Dallas Cowboys.
I was wondering. Is that live? I was wondering, like, in my mind, like, I was going to say, right when it was done, I was going to say, guys, I never heard of Rich Russo.
Which you should have said.
Yeah, I still got all five of my fingers.
I mean, all 10.
I kind of like how he just held to what was real, though,
yes!
and true.
He didn't. He stood on business. Yeah, he was like, yeah, but Ferguson, though.
Yeah. Yeah. This Ferguson guy. Yeah.
I like that. He stood on business. He went with what he knew.
Yep.
Let's go to the University of Texas. Texas. Football head coach, Sark.
Oh.
Yeah, post game with Arch Manning.
I'm glad this got sent to you.
We got to figure out what's going on down there in Austin. Damn.
Well, Quinn's a stud, you know. I mean, just getting himself ready to go. And I think Quinn's probably helping Arch with me ripping his ass. Even though he's 26 of 31 for over 300 yards, I was still ripping his ass today. But that's what we do around here.
y'all need to calm down.
Yeah.
They're going to run down on you.
P. Diddy's posting bail right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Awesome.
Oh, man. He's showing him that clip right now. Look, Judge, what? Y'all got me for baby oil?
I'm not alone.
They're ripping quarterbacks' asses down there.
Hell yeah, Brant. This is entrapment. Voting time? What do we say?
Yeah, let's do that.
We got Uncle Crash Out, two-time champ. We got Matt Hicks with the Sandler check-in. Holy shnikes, he said. Crew pranked Gronk. That was good.
Mm.
UT Sark talking Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning there and extracurricular activities.
Yeah, they
got to
calm down,
Austin,
bro. They got to find another way to penalize each other.
Yeah.
You know what time it is. That was two interceptions out there, son.
They do say it's the most liberal city in Texas.
Time for some ass ripping.
My office.
Okay, I don't know. This is tough. I could get either one of them.
A couple of the locals in Austin are wishing they could play quarterback.
Sandler's my guy. Though, I don't know. I'm not voting, Chief. Who do you go for?
I'm going to go with Gronk, man. I thought that would, they executed that pretty nicely.
Yeah, he stood on it, too. I'm riding with the church clip still. I didn't get a seat.
Bully?
I'm going to go with Gronk prank as well.
Brian?
Jared.
Okay, I'll vote for Sark by a score of 2-1. And your new G-Bag Today champion, it's the Fox broadcast crew with a prank of Rob Gronkowski. They thought he was dumber than what he really was,
What
we figured out there. Okay, coming up next, Chief, what's in store?
Got a little best of the weekend for you, plenty of college footballs, and man, I hate to do this, but this coach needs to be fired next year in the nation.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.